Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when it's not football season, and it is football season now, so you may not get us on Saturdays, but you'll get us Monday nights at 7 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, something odd, which I call a wombat. And I don't have any full-blown wombats tonight. Let's see. Everything's pretty much straight up. Although, Oh My Papa is such a strange song, it can almost be a wombat. In any case, I'm going to start off with one of the classics, I think. It's called Brandy by Looking Glass. It's from 1972, and it was their debut album. Their first big hit went to number one. And it's the story of a bar girl, and she's in love with a sailor who's far away. But she's a fine young lady, and all the sailors flirt with her. And somehow this captures a moment in time very well. So listen in for Brandy.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the sea. The sea. The sea. The sea. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Brandy by Looking Glass. We're moving on to Kathy's Clown. The original Kathy's Clown, the big hit, was by the Everly Brothers in 1960. And this is a cover. I don't play many covers. I often think the original is the best, and why play something else? But, you know, it's like reading books. Just because you've read the best C novel doesn't mean you shouldn't read another C novel. Just because you've heard the best thing, a recitation of a poem. The covers actually add a whole new life to the song, and actually are very different in some ways. I'm slowly recognizing that. And here's a good example. As much as I love the Everly Brothers, And trying to say one's better than the other, they're different. They bring different things to it. Reba McEntire singing Kathy's Clown, she sang it in 1989, 29 years after the Everly Brothers hit, and it went to number one. So that gives you some idea of the power of covers when you sing a cover song. So here is Reba McEntire's version of Kathy's Clown.
I want you love and more and more. I want your kisses, that's for sure. I die each time I hear the sound. They're saying here he comes. He's Kathy's clown. You know you've gotta stand tall. You know a man can't crawl. And when you let her tell your lies and you let him pass you by, you're not a man at all. She don't want you. I just think it's kinda sad that she's treating you so bad, and I'm the one who cares. I want your love and more and more. I want your kisses, that's for sure. And I
Kathy's Clown by Reba McEntire. Next up is an all-time famous fiddle tune, Cotton Eye Joe. This version is by the Red Clay Ramblers. I knew the Red Clay Ramblers fairly well back in the 70s and early 80s. They were a performing bluegrass group that went on the weeks and weekends that I went to. So I saw them several times. I got to know most of them a little bit. The loudest and most interesting flamboyant character was a guy named Tommy Thompson, the banjo player. And he was just bigger than life. And it was just a thrill to have them in camp. These four guys would liven up any gathering. Just all of them extremely outgoing and friendly and charming and made wonderful music. And you'll hear the fiddle in here for Cotton Eye Joe. And I'm a fiddle player, so this is one of my favorite fiddle songs. So here comes the Red Clay Rambers from Durham, North Carolina, playing Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, Cotton Eye Joe has some mystery in it. The singer says, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married 40 years ago. Well, what's that all about? And the last verse says, I think Daddy knows what happened to Cotton Eye Joe, but he's not telling anyone. I think Cotton Eye Joe was a flirt, and Daddy may have gotten jealous, and who knows, maybe he killed him. The song has some mystery in it. Here we go, Cotton Eye Joe by the Red Clay Ramblers.
Mm-hmm. Way back yonder, long time ago, Daddy had a man called a Cotton Eye Joe. He blew into town on a traveling show, and nobody danced like the Cotton Eye Joe. Mama's at the window, Mama's at the door, she can't see nothing but the Cotton Eye Joe. Daddy held the fiddle, and I held the bow, and we beat the hell out of Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Cotton Eye Joe. Had it not have been for the Cotton Eye Joe, I'd have been married some 40 years ago. The Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? With the Cotton Eye Joe. Eddie won't say, but I think he knows. Whatever happened to the Cotton Eye Joe? The Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? The Cotton Eye Joe, Cotton Eye Joe, where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
A friend of mine, Gene Borio, is a blues fan, and he recently referred me to this song. It's called Members Only. It's by the Bobby Blue Band. And I want to read you a little bit. I'll read you part of the lyrics. It says, it's called Members Only. Members only, it's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook. Bring your broken heart, because it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, say you lost your man, you got a lot of problems all in your life. Well, they're throwing a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. So I think all of us have qualified for members only every now and then, and this is a good example. The performer is Bobby Bland, and I looked him up. Bobby developed a sound that mixed gospel with the blues and R&B. He was described as among the great storytellers of blues and soul music. So you're going to hear now Bobby Bland and singing Members Only. And it's for the brokenhearted. If you've ever been brokenhearted, you're a member.
In 1985, Malico label. This is about the best I've got out to shoot with.
Well, my love, oh my love, oh love, oh love. Members only, it's a private party. You don't need no money to qualify. And don't bang your checkbook, bang your broken heart. Cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems now in your life. They'll have a party for the broken hearted, and it's members only tonight. You go tell mama and go tell daddy. Red or yellow, black or white, they're having a party for the sad and the lonely, and it's members only tonight. Members only, well, it's a private party. You don't need no money to qualify. And don't pay your checkbook, pay your broken heart, cause it's members only tonight. Oh love, tonight. Take my love, tonight. My love. I wanna thank you. Thank you for coming. I hope we can do it again. Dexter. Tonight.
Let's get out of here.
That was the Members Only by Bobby Blue Band. And I'm glad to have some heavy-duty blues in here. Thank you, Gene Borio, for recommending that. Next up is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, 1976. And Gordon Lightfoot wrote this song. He's often considered to be one of Canada's greatest songwriters. He also wrote a song later in the show, Sundown, quite different. But this one catches a disaster, tells a story. I'm often impressed with how much can be put into one song, how great. It's like a whole novel crammed into 3 or 4 minutes. So here we go with The Wreck. This one's a little longer, but still it's a good story. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night,
wave and the ship's bell rang. Could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
That was The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. Well, next up is an interesting song. It's really a poem set to music. It's called The Shellback Song, and it's one I like a lot. I've memorized it and sing it occasionally, complicated as it is. It tells the story of an old sailor, and he's remembering his life. And I guess the shellback is a nickname for a sailor. And he goes back to the many trips he's taken, the many ships he's been on. And as the song winds down, you find out that the days of sailing are over, and he's sailing on one of the last sail ships ever. And you can feel the nostalgia and reaching back in time. The transition from sail to steam was quite a powerful thing. The world had been dominated by sail ships for hundreds of years, and it was a big change when the technology of steamships came in. And this song catches it beautifully. It's sung by Ewan McCall, a very famous British musician, singer. He was married to Peggy Seeger. And later in life, after Ewan had died, I met Peggy Seeger. I was at a summer camp one time, and she was there not as a performer. She was well known. I'd heard her name a lot in the folk music community. She was Pete Seeger's half-sister and a performer and a professional and well known. And I was sitting at table dinner the first night of this camp for a week, and we were all introducing ourselves, and the woman on my left said she was Peggy Seeger. And I said, "You're not Peggy Seeger." She said, "Yes, I am." And I said, no, Peggy Seeger's a famous person. She wouldn't be here as a camper. Are you on staff?" She said, "No, I'm just here as a camper." And it turned out she was Peggy Seeger. And I got to know her a little bit. I chatted with her a few times. So I feel like I know I'm connected to this song. But this is by Ewan McCall. It's called The Shellback Song. And I think it's wonderful poetry and tells quite a story. So listen carefully if you want to hear the story of the end of the sailing era for the sailors on the big sailing ships.
I am a bold seafaring man, I come from everywhere. Name any point of the compass you like, and you're bound to find me there. Born in a gale in the roaring 40s, entered in the log. Sent up aloft in the upper t'gansels and christened in Navy Grog. All that I own are the clothes on me back and the tools of a sailor's trade. Me fid and me palm, a few needles, a spike, a knife with a good keen blade. I've a bunk in the forecastle, a place on a bench in the galley where I can feed. A hook for to hang me old oilskins up, what more does a shellback need? I've sailed both Atlantics and doubled both Capes more times than I can tell. Fought the big seas in a parish rig bark and froze at Cape Farewell. I've cursed the calms in the doldrums when you'd swear the wind was dead. Laid to off Cape Horn in a westerly gale that would blow the air off your end. To the maggoty horse and the weevily brand, I've added me word of abuse. I've pounded out biscuit to powder and mixed it with bug fat and jaggery juice. With the galley awash for a week on end, I've gone hungry early and late. Been served with pea soup that could stand on the poop deck and scare off a blue-nosed mate. I've signed on in short-handed Yankee ships with masters who know the score. I've sailed with the drinkers who can't navigate a course past a barroom door. I've been with masters or seamen and know to treat a matlow well. And some of the others, the miserable buggers, they've made me life a hell. I know all the boarding house keepers ashore from Cardiff to Tokyo. Know all the crimps and the waterfront pimps from Riga to Callao. I've spent me advance at Rasmussen, the Danes of Lodge with Paddy West. And I've known the slop chest to take half of me screw, while Big Nelly, she took the rest. Goodbye, you square riggers, your voyaging's done. Farewell to the days of sail. Goodbye, you Cape Horners, and every tall ship that ever defied a gale. Goodbye to the shellbacks who rode the winds through a world of sea and sky. Your roving is ended, your seafaring's over, you mariners, all goodbye.
Ewan McCall, the Shellback song. I want to read that last verse because I think it's just it's nostalgia so strong. Goodbye, you square riggers, your voyaging's done. Farewell to the days of sail. Goodbye, you Cape Horners, and every tall ship that ever defied a gale. Goodbye to the shellbacks who rode the wind through a world of sea and sky. Your seafaring's ended, your voyage's over, your mariners all, goodbye. And that was the end of the days of sail. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And you can also pick us up streaming on the web at wehcfm.com. And that way you can hear us anywhere in the world. If you'd like to email me, please send email to harry@baya, B-A-Y-A, that's my last name, harry@baya.net. And I'm always glad to hear from listeners. We're going to move on now to another Gordon Lightfoot song. This is Sundown. And Gordon Lightfoot, a fine Canadian singer, incredible voice, and did so many great songs. This is one he wrote. He also wrote The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, which we heard earlier. But this one is called Sundown, whole different mood, and I think one of the great songs of my life. I just love this song. I always have.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. Thank you. see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That was Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Next up is Please Come to Boston by Dave Loggins. And in it, the singer, Dave Loggins, he wrote the song, calls out to his lady friend and says, please come and visit me. He's in Boston. Then later on, he's in L.A. He's in various cities, and he wants her to come and be with him. And she says, come on home. Come home. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. And Loggins was from Tennessee. In writing about the song, he said there wasn't anyone at home, but he felt so lonely and he wanted to go home. He kind of created her. And anyway, he says, the fact of having no one to come home to made the chorus easy to write. Some 40 years later, I still vividly remember that night of composition, and it was as if someone else was writing the song. I think that's often true for musicians when they're writing a song. It's like you don't exactly write it. You just sort of open up and let it come out. And that's what Dave Loggins did with this song. And it's a beautiful, poignant statement of caring and wishing and hoping. But life is reality bites.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey ramblin' boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyon. And then lie awake at night till they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said no. Boy, would you come home to me? And she said, hey ramblin' boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now
this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. A California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean, and there's some stars that fell from the sky living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? The L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Please Come to Boston by Dave Loggins. Next up is another classic. I rate this up there as high as Sundown. This is Fever by Peggy Lee, and just an utterly unique song, I think. And Peggy Lee, this is her biggest hit, and really caught on well. And somehow it haunts me. And my family, my mother's family, is from Abingdon. And we are, like I think half the state of Virginia, supposed to be related to Pocahontas. Now, recently, my cousins and I have been taking these DNA tests, and we're not showing much Indian blood, if any, so who knows. In any case, there is a verse about Pocahontas, and I've always identified with it. So this is Peggy Lee singing Fever.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Fever by Peggy Lee. I've mentioned in recent shows that I've watched the Ken Burns PBS special on country music, and I just loved so much of it. One of the artists that was really shown very well was Garth Brooks, and some of his music I find just tremendously powerful. This is one of the songs, The Dance. I recently developed a philosophy I'm trying to pursue, which says that when you lose something, a relationship or some job or something, that the best way to handle it, if you can, is to appreciate what you had rather than be bitter for what you've lost. And I think this song captures that. This is Garth Brooks, The Dance, and surely he had been in love.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. For a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Yes, my life, it's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Thank you.
The Dance by Garth Brooks. The last song on the show today is by a supergroup, the four top, well, almost the very top country music stars, male of their generation, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson, formed a supergroup. They call themselves the Highwaymen. And this is one of their songs. This is the song called The Highwaymen. And if you listen closely and if you know their voices, you can recognize them. Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash, in particular, have very distinctive voices. Kris Kristofferson, a little less so. Waylon Jennings, not so much. But all of them have strong, very powerful country music songs, voices. And listen closely. And it tells a story. It's a good story. There's a highwayman, and then there's a sailor, and a bandit, and a starship captain. And each one of them sort of tells a little bit about their life and says, though I may be gone, I'm still alive. It's sort of a song of reincarnation and mystery. So this is The Highwaymen by the supergroup called The Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
The Highwaymen by The Highwaymen. The line I like best in there is, I may become a single drop of rain. How's that for whimsy? I've been in some interesting conversations recently about what happens after we die. And is there reincarnation? Does our soul persist? Does our consciousness go on? My favorite line of thought these days is that the entire universe is a consciousness and that we are part of it. We're a little bubble. We've somehow been able to isolate part of it and think of ourselves as a separate consciousness, and that when we die, our consciousness simply blends back into the giant whole. And we may not be aware of it at all, but that's what happens. I like that. And then this song catches the reincarnation, you know. I may come back. I may come back as a highwayman. Each of those thoughts. However, I also ran into, I think it was Plutarch, saying that the clearest thing is that we won't probably be aware after this life of anything. But I love the songs that, like the last one, mysteriously kind of suggest, well, you don't know, maybe we will. It's hard to predict. In any case, I hope I will be back to do another show. I've got a lot of guest hosts coming up soon, so that should be interesting. And they bring new music in. And it's always fun to find out what songs they pick that they love. And I tell them, get things you love. I don't have to love it, but you do. Now it's time to end the show. And every week I end it the same way. And I, in a way, this is my favorite part of the show, because I get to ask all of you to join me in something that I encourage everyone to do. And now I'll do it. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.